Congresswoman Donna Edwards fell short yesterday in her quest to become the second black woman ever elected to the U.S. Senate, but she left the political stage with a fiery speech after she conceded to Congressman Chris Van Hollen. Matt Bush was at the Edwards campaign rally in Prince George's County and reports the speech was full of pointed questions for her fellow Democrats.
The four-term congresswoman faced an uphill climb in her quest for the Democratic Senate nomination. Edwards did not have Van Hollen's war chest of money, nor did she have the backing of the state's Democratic Party establishment. After her loss, Edwards wasn't bemoaning either of those facts, but she was pointing out to her fellow Maryland Democrats some uncomfortable truths.
Today, Maryland is on the verge of having an all-male delegation in a so-called progressive state.
Edwards went on to say that as long as Democratic leaders are mostly male and mostly white, then campaigning to get minority support is no longer enough.
You cannot sing the first and last verse of Lift Every Voice and Sing. You cannot join hands and walk across the Edmund Pettus Bridge and call that post-racial and inclusion.
Edwards ended her roughly 10-minute speech, saying it's time for Democratic leaders to look more like those who vote for them.
For all of us who look a little different, for all of us who talk a little different, for all of us who are standing on the outside propping up the Democratic Party, it is time to call the question.
Edwards' loss means Lieutenant Governor remains the only Maryland statewide elected office ever held by an African American. The last three Lieutenant Governors have been black. One of them is now the heavy favorite to replace Edwards in Congress, as Anthony Brown completed an unexpected and quick political comeback by topping former prosecutor Glenn Ivey to win the Democratic nomination for the 4th District seat, which includes parts of Prince George's and Anne Arundel counties. I'm Matt Bush in Lanham for 88.1 WYPR.